Hi, welcome to the Microsoft Virtual Academy Creating Games with Project Spark course. This is Module 4, Introduction to Code Programming. I'm Stephen Howell, and in this module, I think we're going to do quite short introduction to what it is to do coding with a K. Coding is the way we can control characters in Project Spark, and if you've watched the previous modules, you will have seen some coding, not a large amount, but we want to talk about it here in the context of taking existing code and changing it or tweaking it and creating completely new code for our characters. So let's look at the agenda. So in this module, which is called Digging Deeper on Worlds and Characters, we're going to start with an introduction to code programming. Now, you've already seen some code, so it won't be completely new, but here we'll be talking about how we can change behaviors. So we're going to start with characters that have default brains and then change those brains slightly. Then we'll move on to using code to control behavior. So we can take a character and give them a completely new brain, and we can tweak existing brains. So for example, we could tell a character who had a bird brain that they had to fly in a certain way, for example. And then we're going to go on to creating your own game. So this is where you start with a character with absolutely a blank brain, no brain at all, but you add each behavior you want them to have individually by hand. So it's sort of going from a blank page and adding each step yourself. And that's a lot of fun. It's a little bit harder than taking an existing brain and modifying it, but it's a lot of fun to completely control your own characters. So let's start off now digging deeper on worlds and characters. So in this section, we're going to look in more detail at code and how we can modify brains and create characters to do what we want. So I'm going to go into the Create section and start with an empty world. Now, the empty world is not quite empty. It has some land, an island. I can zoom out by holding down the right shoulder button and pulling the zoom, which is the left stick, back. We can see that we're on some water and we're standing on an island floating in that water. And here's our hero. And I'm going to go into the prop mode by pressing A and then down on my left stick to prop mode. You can see that my hero is now highlighted under my cursor. And I pulled the left shoulder button and select brain. And you'll see that the default brain for my character is third person adventurer, which means that the brain he comes with is a third person adventurer brain. And I can change that brain in any way I want. But in this case, I'm going to start with a very small change. I'm going to press down on my left stick, and we can see that each line of code does a different thing. So on the very first line, the when brick says once. And once means that this only happens once. And it says my team is equal to team one. So now the Project Spark game knows that I'm on a team, and if it meets someone from team two, they probably won't like me. Then there's no when clause on the next line, which means that it will always happen, and it's a follow camera. I'm not going to go through all the rest of the lines. They all do different things, but I am going to go down to when Y is pressed, shoot. And we want to change this so we can modify the action that is performed when Y is pressed. Because maybe this isn't going to be a fighting game and I don't need to be able to shoot. And I can swap out this brick by pressing the A character and changing the command. So if I press B, I come out to my tile wheel here and I can select appearance by pressing A and emote by pressing A again. I now add a new tile by clicking on the plus and select emotes, and you can see that I could create a Kinect capture here. If you have a Kinect, you can capture your character acting in a certain way. Maybe you do some nice Irish dancing or something. But I'm going to change it here that when I press Y, my character does a greeting. So I select greet, and we can read that as when Y is pressed, do a greeting. So I press B to come out, and we press run to test. And here is our character. And he can still run and walk and everything else that the adventurer brain was programmed to do. But when I press Y, he waves. So you can see him waving there. He's a very happy fellow. So we're going to go for a run now, but whenever I press Y, he'll stop and wave. Now, that's a very small change to my world. But let's do a much bigger change. Let's add a character and completely change their behavior. So I'm going to add now a monster into our game. And I've got goblins and various things. And you can see I also have a Yeti. And I can add this Yeti in. Now, you may not have a Yeti. You may not have bought that pack. So you will have a goblin. So I'm adding the goblin. And I'm going to put him over here. And when I press the right trigger, he will be created. Now, let's go in and look at this goblin's brain. His default brain is a melee enemy. Melee means fighting. And he is a seek and attack brain, which means he's going to come after me and it's not going to be nice. He's going to be attacking me. We can see that he's on team 2, so he'll know who his enemy is. So we're going to first of all run this brain by pressing the menu key and test. And as expected, he attacks me. And I can't shoot him because I changed my shooting key to be saying hello. So I'm very friendly, and even though I'm saying hello, he's slapping me. He's not very nice. So let's change his brain so that he's no longer a mean, nasty goblin who slaps you. Instead, let's turn him into your best friend. And we'll give him two behaviors. His first behavior will be that when he sees you, he will run toward you. His second behavior will be when he doesn't see you, he will turn around on the spot looking for you. So he'll be sad if he doesn't see you, and he'll keep looking. So let's go in, and the very first thing we do is remove the brain. So that sounds very gross, but it's not really. Instead, we go to delete page by pressing down on our left stick and pressing A. So his brain has been removed now. And instead we change it to be when, and we want him to see us. So that's a sensor. So we select sensors and then see. Now we have to modify with what he sees. So the player is an object and player. Because we don't want him to react to anything he sees, just us. So when he sees the player, he will move, and the modifier is toward. So when he sees the player, he'll move towards me. Let's test it out. So we press B to exit and run the test. So he can't see me right now, but if I run in front of him, he sees me and he runs towards me. Now he gets very close. He doesn't understand personal space, but that's because we didn't program him to keep his distance. He gets very close. I hope he had a bath, because he's very close. Now you notice he's not attacking me or hurting me because we removed that programming. But if I jump behind him, he can't see me anymore. So he doesn't follow me. So let's go back into our menu and select Edit and change his behavior once more. Now we'll do a Boolean NOT. So this is a bit of computer programming that means when something doesn't happen. So NOT sensors C object player. So we read that as the opposite of when C player. When not C player, what should he do? Well, do movement turn modifier slowly. So he'll turn slowly around until he sees me. So let's go in and test. And you can see him moving slowly around, and he sees me and he runs towards me. Now if I hide from him by jumping behind him, running behind him, this is very mean because he can't see me. I'll stop and he sees me and he'll follow me. And he'll keep following me as long as he can see me. Unless I manage to run behind him, then he won't be able to follow me. So, what we've done there is we've changed our goblin. He started off as a mean goblin and we've changed him to be a friendly goblin. Let's change him one more time. Let's go into his brain and select the menu and go into Brain Gallery. You'll notice there's lots of brains in here, lots and lots and lots of them. But one of them is a bird brain. Let's tell the goblin he's not a goblin, he's actually a bird. So we select that, and we notice there's a couple of different pages. There's an at detect page, which detects if you're a goodie or a baddie, or if you're not on a neutral team, and it switches to a fly page. And on the fly page, we can actually see how the bird takes off and flies away. And what's interesting is there's a countdown timer of 10 seconds before the bird is destroyed. Okay, so the bird will vanish. In this case, the goblin will. Let's test it out. So we press test, and there's our goblin, but he thinks he's a bird. So we're going to run up and scare him. Oh, and he takes off. He even leaves a few feathers behind, and in 10 seconds, he'll disappear. So there he is flying off. I bet you didn't know goblins could fly off. Well, they can if you tell them they're a bird, and there he's disappeared. So what have we seen we can do? Well, code can be used to edit an existing character's brain, and we can do a number of things. We can modify the brain by changing any of the tiles. We can give them a completely new brain and program each tile ourselves. And then we can go to the brain gallery and actually tell them they're a different type of character. So you can see there's many different types of brains here. We could actually tell the goblin that he's an idle villager or a helpful guard. So let's tell the goblin he's a helpful guard. And now when we run and test, I'll run over and I'll press B, and the goblin says, "Greetings, have a look around, but beware the blades." Now you can see he's very helpful, he's telling me information, but he does look like a goblin to me. And that's the real power of Project Spark. You can program every character using code with a K, and you can make up the stories and behaviors that you want in your game. So you can decide that maybe your character can do certain things that they can't normally do in games, but they can do it with code. And that's a lot of fun. So I hope you've enjoyed this way of interacting with the characters. Code really lets you expand Project Spark to do so many more things. And it is complicated. There is a lot to learn in code, but it's definitely worth the while to learn it and figure out exactly what it can do. So I hope you've enjoyed that. We made the goblin do some strange things. In the next section, we're going to look at when you have completely finished making your game, or maybe it's a work in progress, but you want to share it with your friends, how you can save and share your games. That's coming up in Module 5. I hope you'll join me.